we have made it very clear several times that, at least as of now, Israel's response has gone too far. And as Prime Minister said on the 30th of May, and many things have happened since then, Israel's actions may, and I quote, even be a likely breach of international humanitarian law. Many, including I, think that history will probably be harsh in its judgment of Israel's action. To think that there can be a complete solution through force of arms that doesn't require a just solution, I'm not sure that that will bring about any lasting solution. Our own position on the two-state position is clear. We said we will recognize a Palestinian state under certain conditions, and those conditions have been set out. It is fair to say it's difficult to see at present any viable pathway to such a solution, and that's a realistic conclusion. But, you know, it's the only way we think to achieve a comprehensive, just, durable solution to this conflict. The Palestinians deserve no less. So we have to hold out hope.